Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Radio.
Windy City Radio.
Windy City Radio.
Windy City Radio.
We are talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
This is Richard Knight Jr.
I'm Jim Bennett.
I'm Amy Matheny. Windy City Radio is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light. Always worth it. And American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow.
You're listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Oh, feel the magic come through.
Magic. Do you remember where you were the first time you heard that
song? Oh, honey, I was making out with a couple of boys in some cars.
I was too. Oh, no.
Yeah, you were. Oh, you were so ahead of me.
I loved that Anita Baker album. There was... Every single person I knew had it.
I just cried.
Everybody had it. You
had
cried
it all the time.
That You Bring Me Joy song? You Bring Me Joy. Oh,
love
she
it.
She just does
I
it
wore
for
that
me.
One out. See, Lennox only knows the Toni Braxton. And as I told
right.
him, you know, Toni Braxton was handed an album of this woman's music when she was able to record
study.
It. So, no, seriously, like they had a whole album for her. And Toni Braxton's first album were all supposed to be her songs.
Wow.
Yep.
Did not know that.
Totally tell us similarities.
Absolutely. But I love Anita Baker. Anita Baker. What a wonderful Windy City Idol we had today.
We did. We were at Stargaze with the gals, all looking a little suntanned because, you know, a lot of them been out playing the softball.
Yeah.
Good day for that. Mm. And but we were packed all sides of the bar and the patio. And
a lot of bosom.
As you said, the bigger the bosom, the bigger the voice.
Yeah, it really,
for you tonight.
They really brought it. I was very, very happy. This is, I think just about everybody really had something good this last past show. And it's only going to keep getting better because now this is the sweet spot, right? This is where the competition begins to heat up.
Well, we only have two more preliminary events, Wednesday, May 3rd at Scott's and Wednesday, May 10th at Atmosphere. So you're going to want to come out one of those Wednesdays and spend with us and hope that you get invited. If you don't, there will be a limited number of slots for the wild card at Spin. And that's coming up May 18th. But man, we are fat into May almost. Isn't that crazy?
Goodness, I can't even stand that April's like done.
But we got two great singers tonight.
Yeah.
We got Christy and Danielle.
Yes, both sultry and
very
still
different
powerful, though.
Yeah, one kind of like could be singing blues and big kind of growly voice, and the other one perky and cute and kind of really pretty kind of
and then threw down with the crows.
And then I mean it was just like everybody was like doing it all over the place tonight. Some Dixie Chicks, we had the Black Crows tonight, we had Frank Sinatra tonight, we had Elton John tonight, we had a lot
Proud
of
Mary
singers. We
in
had
underwear.
Yeah, we had some Tina Turner tonight. We had everything tonight.
Good stuff.
We had Neil Diamond tonight.
Yeah.
What an evening.
All over the board. And there's going to be a very special video clip that we're going to post on WindyCityQueercast.com, our podcast.
There you go.
So you want to pop in there and see Frank Mendoza do his rendition of Proud Mary.
And if you missed us doing changing a flat tire a couple weeks ago, it's quite enjoyable. We all just sat here and watched it together, just
quite
you know,
fun.
Kind of to get us into why we're going to appreciate. Hopefully, when I can walk out of the studio and drive Peter and I home with four tires that actually have air in them.
Yeah. So you were walking in Memphis, Missy?
I was. I was in Memphis, Tennessee this weekend with lovely friends and family, with Randy and Todd and Scott and Jerry and Cecilia and Cookie. And if you're listening, love to all of you and Vicky and Missy. I mean, I was just with so many wonderful people. And, you know, it was, I went back to the old college campus a little bit where I was.
A little bit of nostalgia. And
Where I was in school there. And then just also just enjoyed it, you know, ate some barbecue and ate some Gus's fried chicken. Ain't nothing like Gus's fried chicken down on South Main near the Civil Rights Museum.
Where is my barbecue?
Girl, they soak this stuff in buttermilk and some cayenne pepper and some other stuff for days, and then they put that and they fry it just right, and it is yum, yum, yum. I bet guests will freak out that somebody on the queer radio show is talking about there. They won't care. It's free advertising, guys.
I'm so hungry right now.
And I did a little shopping, and I had my gaze with me. I felt like very Kathy Griffin. I had my gaze with me in the dressing room with me, like helping me find fabulous tops.
Goodness.
You know, and just like I felt like Paris Hilton. I walked in with a cell phone talking to my girlfriend because she couldn't travel with me. And I was just looking at things on racks, and this gay man in this store, it's called Muse, and it's on South Main if anybody goes to Memphis. Fabulous. They have men's clothes and women's clothes.
Good.
Lots of Ben Sherman, just great shirts. And he was just, this gay man was just like picking them up and just putting them in the dressing room. He just looked at me and go, and he put it back on the shelf. And I'm having a whole conversation. And then my gay friend Randy was in the dressing room with me, and he's hanging stuff up and he's putting it on me. We did it in 15 minutes. I tried on at least 24 things. I walked out with six and a bag.
Whoa.
And I was at Gus's Fried Chicken in about 15 to 17 minutes.
See, for those of you who thought Amy wasn't a girly lesbian, she's the girliest lesbian.
When you thought that
I
wasn't a fag, then you know.
She's a big old girly girl.
I'm a big old girly girl.
Her for it. She couldn't even change her own tire.
No, I couldn't change my own Tyra. My own Tyra.
Tyra, top model. We're getting close.
Yeah?
We're down to five. I'm so into this show. It's an addiction.
It is a gay addiction.
My heart starts beating when the little top model music comes up. It's kind of pathetic, but
I have to start watching. I'm not watching.
America's Next Top Model. It'll be on the DVD. You'll get to watch it on there. But.
Okay. Well, maybe I can start watching now, though. If they're down in the top five, I usually like that.
Yeah, and they're really cutthroat. They got rid of all the chaff, so now it's really good girls, and they're starting to get there. There's a bunch of ugly ones, too. They've got that, they call it edge, right? That's a pretty way of saying ugly. But.
Yep.
they've got that edge in there, and you know, it's getting hot.
Well, it's getting down to that too on American Idol. They kicked off that cute little dreamy ace, showing that looks aren't the only thing that are going to make this competition. You got to have the whole package, and I don't think we could ever get his hair right. Was it supposed to be down or in a ponytail or whatever? But doesn't he have a twin, or was it only Bucky that had a twin? I think like a lot of these guys have twins, and that's just a good.
Okay, as I pick myself up off the floor,
yeah,
they have
Wrigley.
Twins.
Yeah, I think Wrigley Gum or something needs to have the Devilmint twins come back and
again
and sponsor Idol. But you know, we're going to have a great show for you. We do want you to come out and visit us at Scott's. That's the next Idol event, Wednesday, May 3rd. But thanks to everybody at Stargaze, to Mamie and Dusty, really a great time. And
wonderful energy there. Always good energy.
Yeah, good food, too. I had some good wings there tonight, too. It's all about the fried chicken with me.
Between contestants, Amy was stuffing her face.
I was stuffing my face with some chicken.
She's spicy.
But speaking of Tennessee, we're going to look at Tennessee because my home state has a lot going on right now. And it all has to do with these bills. It's just a bunch of controversy that's been going on for a while now. But last year, there were eight bills that were introduced that would prohibit homosexuals from adopting or serving as foster parents. There's been a whole lot of activity about this. We don't want to tell you too much. We're going to let Jen Chrysler of Family Pride and Scott Hines, who's actually a dad, who has been in the process of adopting another child with his partner, his husband. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Tennessee, these adoption laws and these bills being introduced. You know, it can be that state today. It's another state tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Or they all, many, many, many states right now have bills introduced that are trying to prohibit gay and lesbian people having all sorts of rights, one of which is this adoption issue. It started getting lots of attention with Florida because Rosie O'Donnell gave so much attention to it. And so now it's moving to my home state. So we thought while it was going on and Tennessee was in the thick of it, we would bring it up on the show and be able to talk about it a little bit and how you can get involved and see what their rights are and how you're protected in your own state if you don't know.
Well, absolutely. And like you said, it's important to know the issues that are happening around you because these kind of things are so viral for our communities. They really get into the media and they begin to infect the wrong people.
Yeah.
You know, we want us to be the right people. And we want to be conscious of it. So it's important to really perk up and pay attention to it. So we've got that. But on a lighter note.
But on a fun note.
But on a fun note.
Reminds me of every Saturday morning.
It's tradition,
yep,
with the cartoons. We have Arnie Roth, conductor of the Chicagoland Pops, which is just such a fun show.
I love seeing the Pops. You know, every year they're doing something fun. They did Linda Ronstadt. I saw Wynonna with the Pops last year, which
Wynonna.
It was just like all gay girls,
right,
and some suburban people that we invited.
Right, and some
was
extra,
that like the concert?
And some extra struts on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. That was what showed up at the Rosemont. It's like a bunch of dykes and a few suburban people that we seem to know,
yeah,
and let come in.
But good. So yeah, the Chicagoland Pops doing their thing. It's always such an enjoyable time. So we're going to have Arnie Roth on a little later on in the show.
Yeah, and the whole show is on Bugs Bunny, folks. If you remember, like, that you learned opera and great classical songs from, like,
Figaro
and the Barbara Seville, and,
yeah,
you know, with the horns and Bugs Bunny running around.
Valkyrie, there was a big...
Yeah, Die Valkyrie, right? And, I mean, you know, it's just the Wagner and the Rossini and the Tchaikovsky. I mean, everything we learned as children through Bugs Bunny. So they're doing a huge concert with,
yeah,
Bugs Bunny and the videos and the concert playing live in front of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we have tickets to House of Blues.
Yeah.
We have tickets for, I don't know when this concert is. I think Lennox knows.
May 12th.
May 12th.
May 12th, Friday.
Peter
it's
knows.
A Friday night, May 12th. So you can go to the concert and then come hang out with me at Spin afterwards.
There you go. That's perfect. With Edwin McCain at the House of Blues. It's an 18 and over show, folks. So don't call in tonight because you'll have to be able to prove that you are 18 years of age or older if you're younger than that. But it's a big, thick show, so maybe we should start telling people what's going on in the theater scene.
Yeah.
And then we've got hot topics, George Michael's in the news again, and some Chicago students trying to get GSAs formed. We've got lots to talk about.
Lots going on.
We'll tell you what's going on in the theater community. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jen Chrysler from Family Pride and Scott Hines about Tennessee adoption bills, what's going on, what's the skinny, and how'd the hearing go after this.
Culture, love, culture, love, culture, love. Theater,
music,
dance, art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
weird,
innovative, campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
This is Sunday, April 23rd, 2006, and you're in the Culture Club.
Buffalo Theater Ensemble presents Jeff Barron's provocative tale, Visiting Mr. Green, playing now through May 6th at the Mackinich Arts Center in Glen Ellyn. An unlikely friendship develops between an elderly man adjusting to a new life and a gay man searching to belong in a straight world. Mention code 5OFF for a $5 ticket discount. Call 630-942-4000 or visit atthemac.org.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents The Old Curiosity Shop, a Victorian fairy tale of joy and woe by Charles Dickens, playing at Looking Glass Theater at the Water Tower Waterworks on Michigan Avenue. For tickets to The Old Curiosity Shop, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
The Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents the American premiere of Nick Deere's Power in a limited run, now through June 5th at Victory Gardens. Don't miss this dazzling behind-the-scenes and between-the-sheets look at the creation of Versailles and the making of The Sun King. For more information, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org.
And for more Culture Club, folks, see Windy City Times.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Diplomat Pharmacy introduces the HIV/AIDS Care Pack. It puts the right dose at your fingertips. Each pill cup contains all the pills you need at no extra charge. Call Diplomat toll-free at 866-500-6500. That's 866-500-6500. Or check out DiplomatPharmacy.com for more info.
Listening to Windy City Radio, the voice of the queer community here in Chicago. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
And, hey, we're coming down to the end of April, and let me tell you, people get active in the government
Absolutely.
In the spring. I don't know what goes on, but people start introducing crazy bills, and, you know, I just had to go down to Tennessee and try to, I don't know. I didn't do much, honestly. I really just relaxed and saw friends. But I should have headed to Nashville. That's, you know, where the capital is and the hot spot. Because last year, Tennessee lawmakers filed 8 bills. These were all designed to prohibit homosexuals from adopting or serving as foster parents. And the GLBT community and allies have had a response to that. Well, these bills were brought up again. We were very fortunate to have organizations like Family Pride and also Concerned Citizens who this affected, like Scott Hines, who's with us tonight, you know, to bring this these bills to the forefront, because sometimes these things just slip under the radar.
Yeah.
And to say how this really affects people living in Tennessee. And as we said earlier, you know, if it's happening in Tennessee and you can say, oh, well, that's one of those southern states or whatever. Well, I'm from that state. There are a lot of us homosexuals there and living in other places. So we can be concerned about our home states. But also these bills are being held in, you know, on floors all over.
Sure.
And all over. And I mean, we're very lucky here in Illinois and especially in Chicago. But it's very important for us to look and not become complacent about what's going on around the country. So we're very happy tonight to have Jen Chrysler on from Family Pride, and also to have on Scott Hines, who is a father who spoke, and his story shows exactly how these kinds of bills affect his family and affect he and his partner and their hopes for the future of young children. So we're very happy to have them on. Hey, Jen. Hey, Scott. How are you all?
I'm good, thanks, Amy and Peter. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well, thank you.
How are you, Scott?
Hey, I'm awesome. How are you guys tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm sounding like a real Tennessean. It only takes 3 days for my accent to come back thick. And I just said, you know, I'm interviewing about Tennessee tonight. It's okay. I can have it for one more day. Jen, tell us a little bit about these bills started to be introduced last year and that were kind of, you know, sitting out there waiting to see if they would pass or not.
Yeah, well, there have been a series of bills introduced in Tennessee, some of which last year directly would have impacted the LGBT community by banning gay and lesbian folks from being able to adopt. The bills that were heard this year in Tennessee were not directly related to that issue, but we were very concerned that those bills would be amended, because one of the representatives, who was a co-sponsor of the legislation, has been running around talking about how LGBT people adopt for the purpose of having unfettered access to children so that they can abuse and molest them. And obviously anybody who goes around saying things like that has a pretty nefarious agenda where our lives and our children are concerned. And so
what representative was that?
Deborah Maggart is her name, and she's from Tennessee. And so we've been watching those bills very carefully, working with the Tennessee Equality Project to make sure that we were tracking them and that people were paying attention to them. Because oftentimes in legislatures, when bills go through without being paid attention to, really awful things can happen.
So what was the response, I mean, that you saw, Jen, from organizations and individuals? And then we'll move to Scott, who obviously can tell us exactly what his response was to this situation.
Well, Tennessee Equality Project did a great job taking the lead, and we worked in concert with them to orchestrate a special hearing around these bills so that they were heard all at the same time in front of the two subcommittees that were responsible for hearing testimony. And we made sure that we had child welfare professionals there, pediatricians there, parents there, all talking about the impact that banning gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered folks from adopting could have on the thousands of children waiting for permanent homes. And also to talk about some of these measures were actually very focused on the idea of single parents and whether or not they should be allowed to adopt or foster. And even though that's not directly related to our community, we are seeing bills like that pop up all over the country that are backhanded ways to prohibit us from being able to adopt. And also, you know, attack the infrastructure in place to provide kids in foster care with loving, stable home environments.
Well, and Scott Hines has one of those. Scott, tell us a little bit about your story and what you wanted the subcommittees to hear.
Sure. Well, you know, I come at it from a couple of different angles. First of all, I was a foster child myself and was adopted, and my parents continued to keep foster kids during my entire growing up time. So I have a real heart and a real passion for children that are languishing in foster care as it is. And I also started a company that caters to the educational needs of children that are in foster care. So I work within this community and am a real children's advocate first and foremost, and I also happen to be a gay parent. And my husband John and I recently adopted a little 8-year-old foster boy from Massachusetts who was a pretty messed up little boy. He'd been abused and neglected both by his biological family and also while in foster care, and came to us very, very angry. In the span of about a year, it's been amazing to me to watch his turnaround in our family. He's an honor student now. He's very popular at school. He's happy. He came to us taking 13 pills a day, if you can believe that,
wow,
to control his behavior and help him with his anger. And now he's virtually medication-free. He's lost a lot of weight, and he's very healthy now. And it's been just so personally impacting to see this happen, not just as an observer in the community of foster care, but now as a parent to watch what a stable and loving home can do for a little child. And the fact that John and I happen to both be guys has not impacted our son in any negative or adverse way. In fact, we've done more with him than anybody in his life was ever able to do.
Well, so, and you want the opportunity to do that again, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, we are in line right now to adopt a little girl. She's a family member of mine, actually, from Kansas. John and I are both from the Wichita area, and I have a cousin who is going to prison for a long time for drugs and some other problems, and she stepped up and asked John and I to adopt her baby. And so we thought it over and went out and visited with her, and the child is just about 1 year old. She's in foster care right now. So we stepped up to the plate to take her into our life, and at the last minute, we were actually set to testify before this special hearing in Tennessee, and at the last minute we found out that the judge in this county was going to block the adoption simply because we were a same-sex couple and turn this child over to the child welfare system, and she would have disappeared from our family forever. So we had to hop on a plane and go to Kansas to fight for our rights in that county while our own home state was trying to pass laws to block us from adopting a family member as well. So it's just crazy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me be the first, or at least the first tonight, to say, I mean, you and your husband are, you know, two of the true heroes of the community.
Absolutely.
and you know, what wonderful advocacy work that you're doing. And, you know, it's amazing that we're looking for heroes and people in our community. And I'm not saying that entertainers and celebrities aren't heroes,
right,
but it's so refreshing to hear stories that are like yours and John's.
Thank you.
I admire what you're doing.
Well, you know, we have a real calling in our life to be dads. It's unexplainable. Some people are meant to be parents, and others, maybe that's not something that they're called to do. But we know, specifically through this experience with Lewis, that this is just where we're meant to be. And we, until all of these bills started happening, we were suburban soccer dads going about our lives, and And it's amazing how we've just become political pit bulls right now, fighting for our rights, because it's absolutely dehumanizing to tell us that we're not fit to be parents and that we adopted our son simply to molest him. That breaks my heart.
So, Jen, what can people do if they want to become political pit bulls? Maybe they want to try to adopt a child, but maybe they just want to support their gay brothers and sisters who, you know, want, and obviously we all should want this legislation to uphold our rights for that choice and to allow the diversity and the beauty of our lives to impact and affect many children who need homes. What are some of the ways about which people can help and can become involved in making these bills be suppressed and overturned?
Well,
in Tennessee,
you know,
and other states as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing is that folks can get informed about what's happening in their states around legislation that could prohibit members of the LGBT community from being able to parent or foster. And unfortunately, Tennessee isn't the only state where we're seeing these things happen.
Tell us some of the other states that you're really looking at right now.
Arizona has a piece of legislation that's moving through. Luckily, it was just blocked in the Senate, but we're watching now to see if there's going to be a second bite at the apple. But it would have given preference to married heterosexual couples in all cases of adoption and fostering. In Utah, there was a piece of legislation that has been vetoed by the governor, thankfully, but we anticipate it will be reintroduced next year that would have required only somebody biologically related could have parental rights to a child. So if a same-sex couple was trying to adopt and there was a breakup, the second parent couldn't have any access to their children. Mm-hmm. In Indiana and Virginia, we've seen legislation introduced that would prohibit single women from being able to get pregnant using reproductive technology. So any lesbians who wanted to carry their own children wouldn't be able to get pregnant, and gay dads who were having children through surrogacy wouldn't be able to use an unmarried woman as a surrogate. So there's any number of attacks happening on our parenting community right now. And even as Scott alluded to, I just got a call 2 days ago from a woman in Texas whose brother was going to prison and wanted her to adopt his child. And they took the child in, and they were all set to go through the adoption proceeding. They had been at it for months when a very conservative Christian organization stepped in, somehow got standing in front of the courts, and have now taken that child away from the sister, the aunt, and she's in foster care. So, it's happening at a whole bunch of different levels. So getting informed is one thing. The other thing that we can do is we can be visibly participating as parents and as allies to parents in our communities. Send in notices about what your kids are doing in school and mention that they have two moms and dads. Organize a set of parents to go march in a 4th of July parade. Go to your PTA meetings and make sure that you're there and participating. Because the more that we can become familiar with our friends, our neighbors, our communities, our elected officials, the harder it's going to be for them to discriminate against our children. And that's really what this is about. It's hurtful to us as parents, but it's devastating to the children.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, absolutely, it's so strong, but I think the information...
Dick Cheney.
the information flow is so pivotal to understanding and even being conscious of these issues going around everywhere. And familypride.org actually has a wonderful news feed right on the front of it. So I encourage people to definitely visit there, because it's there. It's right there. You can know what's going on. You can get involved and at least get informed. It's so important to know and to be conscious of things happening.
So what are the current laws for foster care and adoption in Tennessee? Are there any restrictions right now?
There are not, but it is very social worker dependent. John and I ultimately ended up adopting a child from Massachusetts because we just kept finding resistance from office to office and social worker to social worker, and very few really embraced the fact that we were even adopting at all, so we ultimately went out of state And we chose Massachusetts specifically because when we did finalize the adoption with Lewis this spring, we were both allowed to be the parents on his birth certificate. So if something were to happen to one of us, God forbid, here, the state would not be able to come in and take him away from us because we are both legally his parents.
Now, we have second parent adoption here in Chicago.
Yep.
And so, as we said, you know, what we benefit from here, we can't take for granted. And it's good, Jen, that you tell us in the other states that this legislation. Does familypride.org keep information current as to what's going on state to state? Or are there other places that people should be trying to gather that information? Or how did they find that out in terms of calling, you know, their lawmakers?
Yeah, no, we have a state-by-state listing of what's going on and what the current status of things are in individual states. Because some states do have second parent adoption. Some states allow individual LGBT people to adopt. Some states you can't do that at all. In Oklahoma, for example, right now there's a law in place that the second parent adoption, even though it's completely legal from another state, they won't recognize it in Oklahoma. And even though that case is being challenged by the ACLU, in the meantime, if you travel to Oklahoma and you have the second parent adoption, once you step over the state line, you're no longer recognized as a child's parent. So you can find all that on our website, and it's a great way to stay in the loop. And in addition, if you sign up to get the news alerts, then we keep people informed state by state about what's happening.
Fantastic. Jen Chrysler, Family Pride. Check out the website, familypride.org. And Scott Hines, just trying to be a dad.
Just trying to be a dad.
A dad and a daddy in Tennessee. We wish you the best, Scott, to you and John, and to Lewis and this baby girl, which I hope is in your arms soon.
Appreciate that.
All right. Have a good night, folks. Thank you so much.
Y'all take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll try to stay up to date with that. And, you know, please get involved. Familypride.org is the website where you can inform yourselves.
Yeah, and you can also join up. There's a membership. There's a $35 annual membership, which helps to support them as well. You can give more money if you like. But there's information. It's all about information. It's all about being conscious and paying attention to what's going on around us, not just to us.
Well, and somebody else is going to give us some information. Linux's Tip of the Week is up right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk, or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly, you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob, all in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest with a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker, because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't be the last to decide. March with the home team into Soldier Field for the Gay Games 7 opening ceremony. For only $30, Team Chicago will provide opening ceremony uniforms to those who wish to be a part of the home team, marching as a unified group into Soldier Stadium on July 15, 2006. It's a light blue warm-up jacket, matching T-shirt, and the City of Chicago flag colors provided by Tattooed Tees, plus a trading pin. Visit TeamChicago.org. It's our games. Let's march in with style and pride. $30 gets you not only the uniform, but also a one-year membership in Team Chicago. Visit TeamChicago.org to purchase your uniform, and don't be let out of the procession entering the stadium for this history-making event.
Hi, this is Jennifer Holliday. Whenever I'm in Chicago, I listen to Windy City Radio.
Ow.
and you're listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick, and we're joined by the gorgeous Lennox.
Oh, Peter.
Lennox McGee.
Hello. How are you guys?
Lennox
fabulous. So were you a little scared by all the ladies?
I was. They were like all like, you know.
They were all over
lesbian.
Yeah,
you know,
it was just all lesbianic up in there.
All lesbianic
there
up in
so
there.
It was so much fun tonight.
Yeah.
I really had a good time. I enjoyed Frankie, obviously.
Yeah.
Who had a great Tina Turner performance tonight.
Yeah, with a boa.
Feather. With a boa.
And a kimono.
Come
as
on
I
out.
Said, it was like Miss Saigon got slammed into IML.
Yeah, and like the Japanese on his robe, I didn't get to say it. It said things like delicious and
oh, did it?
Hot.
And he was
sparkling.
Hot.
But they could sing tonight.
Yeah, they were.
They could sing tonight. All up in there, they really could sing.
Good.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
My week was awesome.
Yeah.
I just hung out at home, hang out with the parents. They're going out of town pretty soon, so
yeah,
just kind of hung out.
Are they going way far away?
Yeah, 2 weeks away. They're going to New Zealand and South Africa.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I want your parents to adopt me. And we have
right.
gay children adoption in Illinois. I'd like to have second parent adoption. Like, I want a second set of parents. So, like, one, you know, when they're going somewhere fabulous,
right.
I go with them.
Amy with her black family.
Right.
Hey, Mom.
Have them bring me back a kiwi.
I will.
6'2", black hair, green eyes. That kind of kiwi right there.
Craziness.
Crazy.
So this week ahead, give us a tip.
Well, this tip is a more political message for hopefully our listeners.
Go. We like it.
We're going to go back to Tennessee.
Yes.
Where Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, we all love, of course.
You know what? My dad actually liked him until he made that homosexual comment, and then my Tennessee daddy said, I don't know what that Frist is talking about. I used to like him. I know he's a doctor and everything. He's a heart surgeon. He should have some heart. What the hell?
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But as most of you guys probably know about the immigration debate and how he's trying to pass this immigration reform bill.
Right.
And I figured out a way to help the immigration debate and help people who are trying to get involved and try to stop this bill from getting passed. Because a lot of senators are saying that this may be passed before Memorial Day weekend.
Sure.
And it's really scary because I have a lot of immigrant friends. I have a lot of friends that are, you know, not from this country. And
hopefully they're gay.
And they're gay. And
there
they're
you
gay.
Go. We Yay. Got some gay immigrants out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Let's amend the bill. Just put some gay immigrants in there. Then, yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but there were a couple companies this week that were raided. And a lot of illegal immigrants were sent back to their countries.
Yeah.
And that's crazy
they
in Chicago.
Started, right. They, they started doing and to look at Chicago as a city, it's there's so many different colors of everything here.
I know.
And cultures and
everything. Yeah.
And I saw this fantastic movie, A Day Without a Mexican. It's a hilarious movie, but it's really funny and it has a great message. It's like, you know, all these Mexican people like disappear like mysteriously and like the country falls apart. Like, no one knows how to do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows how we all are a piece of this pie of America. Like, you know, we all contribute and we all help out.
Right.
And we all give back to the world in a sense.
Yeah.
So, American Civil Liberties Union.org, ACLU.org. And you can go to Action Center in the right hand corner. And there's a letter that they have drafted for you that will be sent to Dick Durbin and Barack Obama. Just saying how you don't want to do this. You don't want to be a part of the immigration bill. You want to help out. You want to, you know, not send your friends or your partners or children away.
Right.
So,
right.
So
excellent.
Go to there.
And I might send Barack Obama another certain kind of letter. I think he is sexy.
He is hot.
And I'm a lesbian. And I've shaken his hand. He has the softest hands of any man I have. Oh. He is dreamy. He is dreamy.
Remember what I said about a lesbian earlier about Amy?
I know. When I get tired, I forget I'm a lesbian when people like Barack Obama walk in the room. Okay, so ACLU.org is the website. And
right.
You click on the action for the letter. And so you can make your voice heard.
Yeah, definitely. So get out there and do that.
Lennox, very good tip.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And the movie was A Day Without a Mexican.
A Day Without a Mexican. Yep.
Wow. I don't know what I would do.
I don't know what Chicago as a city would do.
I don't know what Chicago as a city would do.
We are dependent on each other so much.
Yep.
Everywhere we go.
Yep, we are. And we're dependent upon Lennox to bring us those great tips of each week. And I love that. And for just to see little baby Lennox in a dyke bar just brings me delight. Lennox in a little dyke bar and Frank Mendoza in a
Kimono.
Red.
With a...
Awesome.
A hat of feather.
I, you know, when one thinks your life is bad, You should just think on my life. It's so good. It's so good. Hey, folks, we've got tickets to the House of Blues to see Edwin McCain. Mm-hmm. He's not gay, but he's pretty. Mm-hmm. Edwin McCain.
Good pipes, that one. Good
pipes.
That's
right. At House of Blues, Friday, May 12th. Friday, May 12th. And then you know what? You go see a little Edwin, then you go to the shower contest. Or if you miss the shower contest, you still just go and dance and sweat with Peter Maverick each Friday night at Spin.
Corner Belmont and Halstead. Okay,
there
sorry.
You go. It's an 18 and over show, folks. It starts at 7:30 at the House of Blues. Why don't we give this to? We've got two pairs, so let's go to 9 and 18.
9 and 18.
How's that good?
Works for me. Works for me. Give us a ring, 312-591-9254.
Or 312-591-WCKG. Give us a call, 9 or 18. You'll talk to Lennox McGee. You'll get to hear his pretty little voice.
Yeah.
312-591-WCKG. 312-591-WCKG. Tickets to Edwin McCain at House of Blues on May 12th. 18 and over show, folks, and they will card you 18 and over. Yes, but sure Edwin will. McCain at House of Blues, 7:30 on May 12th. Give us a call, 312-591-WCKG. We're sending caller 9 and caller 18. These tickets are valued over $120. And hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time Magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Hi, it's Megan Mullally from Will and Grace.
I've been all around the world.
Oh, my God.
Had my pick of any.
You're Big Liz.
You'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not.
And when I'm in Chicago, I always tune in to Windy City Radio.
Everybody knows.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Hey, I have a little tip of the week.
Oh, really? Hit me.
Yeah, we had we had the great Peter Maverick as one of our judges today at the Idol. We also had Jeannie Tanner, who we've had on the radio show before, and the fabulous Ripley Kane, who just rips it up. I love her. She's got a new CD coming out, folks. She'll be live in the studio here.
She's giving a silent bob.
In about a month. She's just awesome. She's awesome. But, and she came running up to me and said, hey, you know who's in town this week? And I do know who's in town this week. It's Ember Swift.
Oh.
Ember Swift is in town for her CD release of The Dirty Pulse. She's going to be at Speakeasy Supper Club, 1401 West Devon. She's a Canadian girl. She's crazy. She is the cutest little dyke,
yeah.
Queer dyke. Her
Durable.
Little band is fabulous. So Ember Swift playing this Wednesday night, April 26th. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It's only $8, folks, and let me tell you, she throws down. She came into our studio, I'll never forget, with Les by Gay Radio years ago, and with her little three-piece, the trio of them, and, you know, it's like fiddle and guitar and just punk, like kind of punk country. I don't know, the Canadian style, it's all I can say. Ember Swift, if you want to go really see a fun, unique, awesome night of music.
And there's
new CD release, this Dirty Pulse, Speakeasy.
She speaks French as well.
I think so,
French,
yeah.
And
she's
like
bilingual.
Mandarin, Chinese, and
yeah.
Now she's a polyglot. She's got a bunch more going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that comes out in the music as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
She's totally groovy. So
yeah.
Have you seen her live?
If you've
never
seen
her live.
No, I've never seen her live.
She's really, really groovy. She'll be playing Wednesday night, so I actually may
and
be there.
And if you've never been at the Speakeasy, now is the chance. That's
Girl.
Why you need to go there. They got some good food.
Good food, BYOB, so you don't even have to buy. It's just $8 cover,
right.
Folks. You don't have to buy a $2 drink minimum.
Not at all.
To go hear some great queer music. And, you know, the other big thing that we actually didn't even get to talk to Jen about, which we should have. Family Pride was going on, but we didn't talk about this. But last week, weekend, of course, was for Christians everywhere, the celebration of Easter.
Yes.
And happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. It's
celebrating the Greek Orthodox. There you go.
Christos Anesti.
But dozens of gay and lesbian parents last week went to the White House Easter egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tons of these gay parents and children who went to the whole thing. So everybody who waited in line, which they had a great line of people waiting because they had planned this, all got tickets to participate. And Kathy Renna of the Family Pride Coalition was at the event, and they had pictures of the event and all of that. So pick up Windy City Times. There's information on that. But I thought it was fantastic.
Oh,
that
it was awesome.
That the gays were
it was perfect.
In force, and especially with this kind of legislation and a lot of what we're talking about, to show that, you know, the parents are doing the same thing. They were all in the south lawn of the White House for the egg roll.
For the egg roll. And if you saw any of the video or any of the stills, there are rainbow-colored lays because all the LGBT parents were wearing rainbow. They were everywhere.
Yep.
They were. I think there was more of us than them.
There was more of us than them.
I like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
George Michael in trouble with the law again. You know what? I love George Michael.
I love him.
And I just wish he wasn't so unnerved in his skin or something, because he's a beautiful man. I've seen him up close. He's a beautiful man.
I'm jealous.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
You know, and he's once again being investigated for this hit-and-run thing, but he did announce this past week that he will be going on tour. So, folks, if you've never seen him, he's great. He's great live. He really, really is. And he has been one of those that has just not been on tour.
No, he
has. So it's going to be, you know, we're all going to be paying for all these legal fees of his, and that's
right,
okay.
That's
we'll
okay.
be entertained in the process.
I've heard that he also likes to vamp out on some of the Wham music, so we can't be mad about that.
No, you know, he's great. But, I mean, just to see him do, like, Father Figure and Faith and see it live, he's fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Love him. But, you know, the downside to this whole incident is he's not going to make a song about it. I was hoping he'd make a song and a video about it, like he did with Fast Love.
The Dixie Chicks have made a song about the whole George Bush fiasco. That's their first release. It's out on iTunes, from what I hear.
Yeah,
I've not downloaded
it. You can pick it up there.
CD's coming out soon, but that first song is supposedly about their whole fiasco year, you know, where they got booted off radio stations. It's supposed to be an awesome song.
I love them so much.
I do, too.
I heart the Dixie Chicks.
I heart the Dixie Chicks, too.
I do.
And, hey, folks, right here in our own backyard, showing that you can make a difference. And with all the stuff that we're telling you about familypride.org, you know, you don't have to be a gay or lesbian person who wants to adopt to, you know, just start becoming, I love that, a political pit bull. That was pretty good.
I like that.
Well, it's starting at a young age. Two students who want to start a gay-straight alliance at a charter high school in Chicago filed a federal lawsuit Tuesday after months of getting the runaround from school officials. Look at that. Just file
just
a charter. They were represented by Lambda Legal. The students accused the administration at Noble Street Charter High School of violating the Equal Access Act that dictates schools receiving public funds must offer equal access to non-curricular school clubs, regardless of viewpoint. So the Equal Access Act was enacted to protect Bible clubs and other Christian student organizations, but since the mid-1990s, however, the law has successfully been enforced against schools that attempt to block gay-related clubs. See? What's good for the goose? Good for the gander. In addition to their claims under the Act, the plaintiffs allege their constitutional rights to free speech, freedom of association, equal protection, and due process have been trampled, these kids say. So we got to see if we can get these kids on the radio, Lennox. Maybe you can work on that. That'd be a great little thing to get these Noble Street Charter High School kids on. I love having the teens on when they're all being political pit bulls.
Full of vinegar and doing it. You know, in the mid-90s, I was just graduating high school. I'm a bit of a youngin'. But the year after
in the
I
mid-90s, you were graduating from high school?
I graduated in 1994. Miss Amy Matheny. She's my lesbian older wife. I love her.
Oh, my God.
But she's not old. She's pretty and young.
I'm not. You know, actually, mine was the last year of the 80s, so I shouldn't have
said
that.
So there you go.
So
oh,
creepy.
My God. That's just a few years away.
All right.
But in 1995, they tried to, some friends of mine at my high school went up against the same thing very briefly, and they fortunately overcame it fairly quickly. And from there, from 1995 to 1998, I knew probably about 30 kids at about 15 or 20 different high schools around the city that started these wonderful, wonderful clubs. And to this day, they're now active, vibrant, beautiful things. You can see these kids in the Pride Parade, and it blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that the youth of today, number one, have the gumption to get up and do this.
Right.
You know, they're coming out. They're flying out of the closets in high school. But more importantly, these kids are taking action.
Yeah.
I know so many men in their late 20s and mid-30s that are doing nothing.
Yeah.
And we should be ashamed of ourselves for our inaction. We really, it's so, I mean, yeah. Take a lesson from the youngins. They're out there doing it.
Well, and it's amazing for me, you know, as I go back to Memphis mm-hmm. and I went to college there. And let me tell you, there were no openly gay people at my college. None, you know, in the early 90s. There just were none. Mm-hmm. And they're, not that we weren't there. Nobody was open about it. And I remember, you know, a guy trying to start a group there. And now my college, Rhodes College, where I graduated from, you know, has a group called Foster, and it's the gay and lesbian organization. And I've made a point of going back and actually speaking to that group or meeting with them or just having lunch when I happen to be in town. And, you know, we can do that, too. That's a simple thing. You can have a cup of coffee with some of the gays at your, you know, at your college or at your high school or whatever. So there's so many small ways we can continue to keep their fire burning. And if they have more energy than us, then the best we can do is we can, you know, throw some lighter fluid on it every now and again.
Well, and 9 times out of 10, they're more plugged in than we are.
Yeah.
they really
That's
are.
That's the truth.
They sponge up the internet news and media feeders and news readers and everything much, much, much faster than we do.
That's right. Well, something that's happening really fast, and we're going to be talking about it here pretty soon, is these queercasts, which you can start going to our website, WindyCityQueercast.com. We're starting to kind of test that out. Folks, you can subscribe.
Right.
We're going to be launching original programming, but we do have my flat tire incident just to show you the, you know, the plethora of things that we can do, from idle casts to our Windy City radio shows, to unique
videocasts,
interviews,
all kinds of stuff in there. You can find us in iTunes, too. If you go into iTunes and you search for Windy City Queercast, you will find us. Me and Amy's name will pop up, and you'll see us. See us yet. You'll see us soon in there. But we actually are registered in iTunes, so dive in and subscribe. But we're kicking off a series of sort of profiles on queercasters that we... I've been involved in the podsphere for the last few months, really diving in and getting out there. And there are so many brilliant queer personalities out there doing incredible work, creating this universe.
And it's, we're going to bring them to you.
And we're going
to
bring them right on down.
So you don't have to sit there. If it comes, you know, because I know for a lot of people, like, I don't understand this. I don't think it's whatever.
You don't need to.
You're going to hear them. You're going to hear them on our show over the next few months. And you're going to go, I like that person. I'm going to start listening to that person. You know, I'm going to subscribe there as well, you know, and listen to that queercast.
And I promise you, you're going to catch the bug, folks, because we're going to kick this off with Richard Bluestein, who is probably my pod idol. Richard Bluestein, who has a very popular show that is also simulcast on Sirius Satellite, but he has yeastradio.com. I know it's a little scary. You got to get into it. He does a character called Madge Weinstein, and it's political, and it's edgy, and it's cultural, and there's a lot of activism on it. And he talks about things you probably would never expect to hear from his persona. But it is just totally amazing. So please stick with us. Next week we're going to hear Richard Bluestein of Yeast Radio.
And we're going to have PNS Explosion with
Coming
us
up.
On May 14th.
Great comedy, boys.
And we're still in the till. Sophie B. Hawkins and the cast of Spelling Bee in upcoming weeks.
And the Bananarama, hopefully.
Yeah. And we want to say thanks to Maderville Studios, Josh and the board, our producer Kathleen Ohm. You can listen to all these shows at WindyCityMediaGroup.com. We're going to start wanting you also to check out WindyCityQueercast.com.
Absolutely.
And thanks to our advertisers, because if you hear somebody advertise on our show, they support us. So please support them. And thank you for listening. And this program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow.
It's our show for this week. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. for Windy City Radio, the voice of the queer community, here on WCKG 105.9 Free FM.
Have a great week.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.